Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. We all know that. It's also the third day of January 2022. It's still going on, people. 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 36 today for the Klamath Basin, and it's snowing. It's snowing pretty good. We need to snow. I love it. I hate it. I love it. I hate it. It's a love-hate kind of relationship. Anyway, I just got one little thing here that we'll jump into when we come back. We'll be right back.
Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. The reason we didn't start out with the article is because I was looking at a video and I had to mention it because I liked it. It's called Citizens in Brazil Beat Up the Mayor of Toritama, who mandated vaccine passports to eat and mandatory vaccines for children. Watch the video. This guy in his fancy fucking white shirt's getting his ass kicked. And I mean, get between people and their fucking food, you stupid fools. Listen to those son of a bitches that are not, they're going to nuke your ass too. You think you're going to make that 500? Hell, you're fucking traitors. You're going to be the first to fucking go. But I thought it was kind of cool. They were kicking the shit out of him. That's what needs to be going on everywhere. Just think if they had guns. I mean, at least they got balls, I guess. Anyway, let's see what else we got here. Life insurance CEO says deaths up 40% among those aged 18 to 64. This is from Zero Hedge. The death rate for those aged 18 to 64 has risen an astonishing 40% over the pandemic levels, over pre-pandemic levels, I'm sorry, according to the CEO of the Indianapolis-based insurance company One America. We are seeing right now the highest rate death rates we have seen in the history of this business, not just at One America, said Scott Davidson, head of the $100 billion insurance company that's been in operation since 1877 and has approximately 2,400 employees. The increase represents huge, huge numbers among primarily working-age people who have employer-sponsored group life plans through One America, according to this Center Square. See, like this whole thing of, you know, going out there and, well, there's only three people died, and they died because he didn't get the shot. It's all horse shit. And, you know, they had the guy come up on Fucker Carlson, and, you know, he told, you know, the world population's fucking, you know, I bet it's dropping at the same rate. But I mean, certain things are going to keep coming up, and they're going to start canceling people's life insurance after you've taken that fucking shot. They know exactly what's killing them. It's being done on purpose. It is a fucking biological kill program. And it is for the fucking elite to kill off the fucking goyim down to a fucking point that they can manage them and abuse them at will. And, you know, they never get together. I mean, 500 million of us scattered out over the whole fucking planet. They could keep us under control. And they'll never let us get out of control again. They'll never let us breed out of control. In fact, all the breeding will be done in the test tube, and everybody else will be a fucking transvestite or a fucking queer. And what we saw was just in the third quarter, we're seeing it continue into the fourth quarter. Is the death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic, Davidson said. Now, you'd be thinking, oh, the pandemic got them. No. Davidson said during an online interview, an online news conference last week, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a 3 sigma or a 1 in 200-year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. This is a mass fucking kill off, people. And the people that don't fight it ain't going to fucking live. So 40% is just unheard of, he added. Well, it ain't unheard of. I mean, it's just exactly what we know is going on. Anybody with a fucking lick of sense knows what's going on. And we know the people they want dead are the people that are the ones that are telling them to fuck off the most. But again, these people who are cooperating like this, mayor in fucking down there in Brazil, he's getting his ass kicked, and he's not good. Sorry.
It'll be 100% when they finish the boosters.
Oh, hell yes. If they could get them, if they could just get it done. It'll go up to, you can tell you how many people are taking it, about 40% of the population of the world. In some of those third world countries, they don't have a thing to say about it. In some of those third world countries, they don't have nothing to fucking lose by fighting. And they always try to keep yourself focused right on your own fucking feet instead of looking out around you. This is going on worldwide. And worldwide, people are fucking rising up and fucking, just like this guy, they're beating his ass in the fucking street. Go look at the video. At any rate, back into the story. And what we saw was just a third, we did that. 10% increase over a pre-pandemic. So just 40% is just unheard of, he added. According to Davidson, the majority of deaths being filed are not classified as due to COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. We told you COVID-19 didn't exist. Haven't we told you COVID-19 doesn't exist? Aren't you telling everybody you see COVID-19 doesn't say, go ahead, stupid ass, kill yourself. COVID-19 doesn't exist. But that goddamn biological death agent does. Put your arm out there, you stupid prick. What the data is showing to us is that the deaths that are being reported as COVID deaths greatly understate the actual death losses among working age people from the pandemic. It may not be all COVID, COVID-19 doesn't exist, on their death certificate, but deaths are up huge, huge numbers, he said, adding that the company has seen an uptick in disability claims at first short-term and now long-term. So the minute it ain't killing, it's a maiming. We expect the cost of these are going to be well over $100 million, and it is our smallest business. So it's having a huge impact on that. He said, adding that the cost will be passed on to employers purchasing group life insurance policies. No! It will be passed on to the stupid fucks that are going to take the shot and get killed. They're going to pay extra for being fucking, because it's going to maim your ass for the rest of your life. You're not going to enjoy yourself. They keep telling you, just take them shots and you can go back to having fun, man. Yeah, you consider fun laying around and shitting on yourself and having somebody have to wipe it off you and fucking take care of you? Go for it. At the same news conference where Davidson spoke, Brian Tabar, the president of the Indiana Hospital Association, said that hospitals across the state are being flooded with patients with many different conditions, saying, unfortunately, the average Hoosier's health has declined during the pandemic. Well, if it was a real pandemic, you would see this, you know, a death rate from the pandemic, but these are all different kinds of things. You know, all the things that the fucking death fucking shot, that goddamn biological agent that they put together to fucking kill, cull, fucking about fucking, what, 6.5 billion people, 7.5 billion people? Yeah, and they get to pick who because they pick what, who gets fucking what shot. I mean, I always wondered how they would do that, but now we know. In a follow-up call, he said he did not have a breakdown showing why so many people in the state are being hospitalized, for what conditions or ailments. But he said the extraordinary high death rate quoted by Davidson matched what hospitals in the state are seeing. What is confirmed for me is it bore out what we're seeing on the front end, he said. The number of those hospitalizations in Indiana are now higher than before the COVID-19 vaccine was introduced a year ago. The COVID-19, but there is no vaccine. It's not a vaccine. They've told you it ain't a vaccine. Quit calling it a fucking vaccine. How are we ever going to get to the goddamn truth that we keep using the fucking terminology? Oh, it's a lollipop. That's what it is. No, it ain't. It's a goddamn, it's a biological kill agent built to kill. Or maim. COVID-19. Let's see, where were we? What it confirmed for me is that bore out what we're seeing is on the front line. In, he said, the number of those hospitalized in Indiana are now higher than before. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist, and there ain't no such thing as a fucking vaccine. It's right. I mean, they tell you this shit. They tell you, and you still loop the neural. You won't give me if I got to have it. If daddy says I got to have it, daddy government and mommy government tell me I got to have it. Give it to this old fucker, man. Ain't me. Was introduced a year ago, and in fact, higher than at any point in the past 5 years, according to Dr. Lindsay Weaver, Indiana's chief medical officer. And that's the end of that one. And this is one that Misty sent in. It's a flashback. And you know, last week we were talking about one of the private goddamn companies going to get their own security services. And you know, I talked about this years ago. It was me and Bill that talked about it shit 30 years ago. And, you know, how they were going to arm anybody that they could get a gun in the hand of that fucking will play the part of a communist, they're going to fucking do it. But these motherfuckers ain't got what it fucking takes to fucking fight in the fucking jungle, and we're going to wipe their ass out. But, I mean, you're seeing it. You're seeing what we told you, what we told you on this program probably 5 or 6 years ago. We've talked a lot about it. The fact that who are they going to arm to fight you? Because, I mean, their fucking National Guard, everything they got is, fuck, we outnumber them 10,000 to 1. Oh, if we could get half the, you know, it's always been, if they could get half the population in one camp, half the population in another camp, and call it a civil war, and we'll kill off fucking, you know, the people that they're killing off with the shot now instead. But they also want total fucking chaos. Because out of chaos, they will bring in their New World Order. That's their fucking promise. That's their fucking mantra. But we're not going to let that happen. This is a flashback. Obama calls for civilian force as large as military from Young Americans for Liberty in 2010, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We all know we saw this one coming. We sure as hell did. And you know what? We could have stopped it. We had that much time to fucking stop it. And nobody, I mean, well, fuck, we're just watching it happen. I mean, there's people out there knocking the fuck out of these assholes and shit and shooting them, you know, a bit. It's picking up. The war is getting hotter every day. There is a goddamn war. I make no mistake. I heard them say it on the fucking news. In this war, I mean, they're starting to use the terminology. Yeah, we know we're in a war. We've known it for quite a fucking while, really, buddy. And we've been preparing for it. We've been playing around in the jungle. You come play with us in the fucking jungle. See if that fucking mammon of yours is worth the fucking surprises we have in the fucking jungle to those fucking treasonous assholes that would be Blackwater USA fucking private security motherfuckers that think they're going to make a corporate fucking dictatorship over we, the fucking free nationals of this country, because you're not. You will not do it. This is one of the many examples of how the administration has been ridiculously expanding the size of the government. At Wednesday's town hall meeting, Obama mentioned how the military is overburdened by our current wars. Oh, yeah, we've got our nose. We ain't no fucking wars. Tell me, was there a declared war back in 2010? Nope. There sure as fuck wasn't. Were we at war? I'm killing people everywhere. I mean, there's a difference between war and just fucking bloody fucking murder and empire building. Now, isn't there? I think we should make a distinction. We were out fucking killing fucking innocent fucking little children, burning them with fucking phosphorus and fucking starving them to death in Yemen. But there was no goddamn war declared on anybody. Because if there's a war declared, then there's got to be something that marks an end to a war. And you can't never have an end to the ism, because the industrial war complex, they need more money. They got fucking mountains of gold as big as Mount Everest, but man, they want it all. They don't just want money anymore. They don't want wealth anymore. They want to own human beings. The ultimate sickness of the fucking human fucking psyche. They want to own human beings. They want to be able to come to your house and take your little fucking 4-year-old daughter and take and rape her right in fucking front of you, and you sit there and fucking take it because they're them. Not because they could even whip you. But they'll bring their paid enforcers with the fucking guns, and you can sit there and polishing your gun, and they'll come with their enforcers. They're going, oh, he's got a gun. Oh my God. Here, take it. I don't want you. Don't shoot me, please. You want a fucking bet? Not in the jungle. This is one of many examples of how this administration has been ridiculously expanding the size of the government. That's what we're talking about here. This is nothing new. Obama himself mentioned this when he was campaigning 2 years ago. We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we set. We've got to have a civilian national security. What, civilian national security? Don't we have the unregulated militia of this country, the largest army on planet fucking Earth? Oh, but they're not for fucking communism, are they? They're the thing standing between you and fucking communism and world domination, a world fucking government, a world fucking bank, a world fucking dictatorship, a world monarchy. Let's tell the truth about it. You ain't getting it, motherfucker. And that goes for you, you fat-ass cunt sitting over there on the fucking throne in Britain. You'll never see it. You could live to be 200, you're not going to see it. What you're going to see is the destruction of the monarchies. It is time for all the monarchies to be fucking put where they fucking belong, in the goddamn ground. It's time to end this shit of fucking, it matters more about whose twat you dropped out of than who you are, what you are, your intelligence, your aptitude. Everything else is fucking discounted just because of who shit you out. Which is a bunch of fucking inbreeders, by the way. Where were we? National security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded. Obama said, really? Well, somebody else said, who else said that, guys? Only he wasn't talking about it being a fucking apparatus of the government, paid for by the government, of and for and by the government, to fucking defend the government against the fucking them free American nationals to take their fucking Bill of Rights away, did Mr. Koch? As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend the country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed. The people are confirmed. The people are confirmed. By the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms, the militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. And see, but he's turning around here and he's talking about what old Bill was talking about. You know, you ain't going to be able to, they got 12 to 20% that are stupid enough to fucking even believe any of this shit. And the ones that want communism, they know they do not have the fucking numbers. They know they would be fucking, if the people weren't so goddamn stupid, can I say that? Or can I say if the people weren't so goddamn cowardly? Because we most certainly fucking, if you don't understand what's going on, I mean, they try to pretend like, I mean, it's like these new fuckers coming up that are pissed off because the mammoth, known as From the Trenches World Report, stands in their way of making money. See, if From the sites like From the Trenches wasn't in their way, then the goddamn mainstream could come in like Fox News with all their money and all their fucking equipment, you know, all their expensive fine broadcasting, nice voices, people, polite people, never say fuck and shit like that, and they could fucking take it all over, just, and it would be just like the goddamn regular broadcasting. But they can't do it. They're fucking up doing it. When I last watched Fox, it's been a few weeks, but it was all failing. They couldn't give it away. Because people know it ain't the fucking truth. But that's why these little pricks out here are so fucking pissed. I mean, goddamn, we fucking barely fucking get by, man. We don't have shit. But we're in their goddamn way. The thing is, they're not gonna sell their milk toast. I mean, first place, the people that bitching are the ones that want, you know, they take their goddamn camera, their $1,000 fucking camera. And they can afford to actually travel to where events are going, and they film it, and they want to sell those videos to the goddamn, like, Fox News. And their new, so you can watch it just like TV. Hell, what has TV turned into, actually? With the, you know, you put the satellite TV aside. And you have all these gadgets, you know, like Netflix, all these fucking different things where you can pick. That's all computerized. They just want to take the whole son of a bitch over because they think that they can still control the narrative, but it's too far gone. People know the fucking truth, you dumb pricks. You're not going to get nowhere with this shit. And From the Trenches ain't going no goddamn where. And the thing is, why would, you know, you can't sell it to us. We couldn't afford to buy it if we wanted to. If you want to get the fucking word out there, if you're concerned about your country, if you want to fucking defend your fucking Bill of Rights, if you want to enforce your law, man, we're there for you, man. We'll get it out far as and wide as we can. But we ain't going to fucking pay you for doing what we're fucking doing. We sacrificed 10, 12 years of our fucking life doing for fucking nothing. But fucking survival. But this is what these guys are pissed about, you see. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. Where were we here? Oh yeah, Obama building his fucking force. What are you going to build it out of, Obama? I mean, I've seen these piss ant motherfuckers. And all you're going to do is you're going to go down to that Walmart employee and you're going to give him a suit, a little suit. See, the suit's what's supposed to do it, people. I put on that uniform thing. If I seen that guy on the street in just a regular situation, I would slap him down like the little bitch he is. He's got black clothes on, and he's got like a badge thing on. Oh my God! Oh my! He has authority. That is not what equals authority in this goddamn country. In fact, that equals fucking treason in this goddamn country. In the true court of fucking law, under the common law, the people's law, ratified by the people, December 15, 1791, your ass would hang for fucking treason, for pretending that you have authority when you do not, and for inflicting that authority on people in the way of fucking tyranny. And you know it, and you're losing. I mean, this goes back to, I know Obama knew it. He knew how few the fucking communists were, but that's why they had to join with the fucking fascists. That's why you have the Silicon Valley, Jeff Bezos and fucking Jeff Zuckerberg and fucking Bill Gates. They're trying to get, and you know, the shit with the shot too, even you look at it, you know, so they're going to let some of those fucking people pass. They're going to give them saline. because they know that those are our fucking people, and those people are, if they're of any value, they'll want to hang on to them as long as possible. But if you're treason enough to take that guy, if you're treason enough to go along with this, I promise you, they ain't going to keep your ass. Because you'll fucking, if you will fucking turn on your own fucking people, you will turn on them, and they know it. They're not stupid. Communism is shit. But even these old communists that are trying these same old fucking tired ass it ain't working. You're wasting your fucking time. You can deputize every fucking Walmart employee across this country. Send them on. Bring them on. And of course, that's not the only thing you're doing either. You're pumping fighting age men from all over the fucking world into this country. Well, we're going to fight you. And when we get done, when we shoot our way through your fucking front line buddies, we're coming for you motherfuckers. And you guys are going to see this in your lifetime. You're going to see it soon. You're going to see them fucking fleeing this country, going to places like New Zealand, Switzerland, Sweden, all these places where they think that they have a fucking goddamn, a fucking safety zone. But if things would have went according to plan, and they would have just got their Christian theocracy, fallback fucking plan in case everything goes to hell in the handbasket, because those people would have negotiated with them. Well, you're out of our country. That's okay. We really don't want to kill nobody. We're good Christian folk. We do. We're not into fucking goddamn just getting rid of your ass anymore. You've hurt us. And we're going to hurt you fucking back. It's called revenge. Cold fucking revenge. That's what you got coming to you. So you want to join up with these motherfuckers, go ahead and put that goddamn suit on. And come into the jungle, you're going to realize that people don't look at suits in the jungle. They just look at the little piss ant that's standing in them. And they know that you're standing there naked as a fucking jaybird in that fucking phony fucking piece of fucking material scaring you, people. I would sit back and examine myself if fucking a piece of material fucking scared me. Some kind of phobia. It's just that it was drilled into your brain for so many years. That CSI caught me. You know that cops, they canceled it when everything went to shit. When everybody started turning against the cops because they were committing bloody murder on fucking, people were out there with their cell phones, catching them, committing bloody murder, shooting people in the back, fucking shooting fucking kids, fucking every terrible fucking thing you could do. And so they took the cops off. But see, this was a part of Fox's new broadcast over the internet. See, they want to take the goddamn internet over too. I mean, well, they already did hand it over to China. That's supposed to be, I didn't get the article, but they've developed this new supersonic fucking rocket, that's heat-seeking rocket, supersonic. Really? I don't care how much shit you develop, and not to mention, it was no doubt developed via the theft of our technology, only we didn't develop it because they're supposed to develop it, because they're supposed to get here, and they're supposed to control these goddamn fucking arrogant American son of a bitches, who think that they can walk around free like they're one of the royalty. Well, we are royalty, son of a bitch. I know it irks your goddamn ass to no end, but I'll talk to that fucking cunt queen of yours right now. Suck my ass, you two-bit fucking whore. You're nothing to me. Send your fucking best you got. We'll fucking mow them down. We will never stop. We will never stop. This is our country. This is our home, our hearth. And you're going to find it's a tough motherfucker egg to crack, buddy. And you're not even going to come fucking close. Because, I mean, it'll take a few years. Everybody will have to find their fucking position. But we'll have our fucking people developing something that you can't develop shit for yourself. And the assholes that would join you are too fucking stupid to fucking develop anything that could harm us. But we can sure as hell develop shit to harm you. We've developed some of the worst shit in the whole goddamn world. And we're going to get you. And we're going to get that fucking China motherfuckers. And you supersonic missile? What good is it going to do you when fucking two Titan submarines dump a payload on your fucking goddamn capital city and kill all your fucking people? And shoot your supersonic fucking heat-seeking fucking rocket. You'll get a few of them off, but your fucking country will be glass, son of a bitches. We didn't pay $5.5 billion for a fucking pig in a poke, or we better not have. Anyway, yeah, here we go with it. You know, according to the President Obama, this civilian force could also be used as another tool for our blessed nation building efforts from abroad. Now, empire building? I thought we were a free sovereign country that minded our own goddamn business and left people alone so long as they were leaving us alone. Empire building, you son of a bitch, Obama? Are you sitting at the top of that goddamn communist fucking committee that's fucking occupying our goddamn capital and our White House? Are you, son of a bitch? I know you are, you fucking piece of shit. You South Side of Chicago fucking pimp. Your ass is gonna fucking hang too. You step back and you, God, when I see that fucker, I want to just put a rope around his fucking neck and not even just use my hands to fucking do it. Guilty, guilty, you treasonous piece of fucking dog shit. You've broken every fucking law in our goddamn fucking Bill of Rights, and you know it. You have tried to fucking foster a communist revolution in the United States of America. That's a death sentence, son of a bitch. And you're going to find it out the hard way. Go run. Go run to Kenya. Go run any goddamn where you want. We will chase your ass down until we find your fucking spider hole. We will drag your fucking ass out of there. We will drag you back to the United States, and you will stand before a fucking goddamn jury of fucking prostitutes and ditch diggers who understand what you tried to take from them. And you will fucking answer up for your fucking crimes. And the answer will be making that long neck of yours about 4 fucking inches longer when you hit the end of that goddamn rope, you son of a bitch. We'll be right back.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. There are 2 participants in the conference. The recording has started. Please announce yourself.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Well, we have the song play, but nothing coming out. I guess that thing, I guess it didn't take. We'll have to find another one. We'll be just take a second here. What? I can't hear you from down here. You know that. I'm not talking about that. Here, we'll just throw anything on, man. Get this over with. But I got to do it here. Let's see. First, we turn this off because it is not working. I don't like that song, I don't guess. What the hell? Fuck it. We'll be right back. Soldier, they wanna take my guns away.
Screaming barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ram on Saturday right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answered to what I'd done. Hoops today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliqua, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:43 Pacific time, and that was Hog Jaw with Get Some. We finally got to play there. You know, the phone going off, and that's a good way to start the new fucking year. We got a new phone number and all that, you know, so they got, must have been the fucking, FBI or whoever in the fuck is, in charge of fucking with us. That's how they could get in and just shut shit off, what we were talking about was pretty serious shit. And it's what they're fucking doing. And, you know, fuck you. You're not going to stop us. The truce out. We reiterate it here every goddamn day. We fucking cram that fucking Bill of Rights because that is the fucking key. For so many years, I sat and listened. Looking for the fucking answer. Looking for the answer. But besides listening, I was out doing. I was walking that fucking road to the school of hard knocks. And many that have listened to this broadcast, I mean, in the 11 years we've been broadcasting here, we have taught each other. I mean, I've learned tons of shit from fucking people just with this broadcast and the fucking site, passing information back and forth. That's what they do not want. That's like why they like this coronavirus doesn't exist. Keep the people apart. Don't let them talk. Keep them apart. If they get together, they'll figure this out. Two fucking apes could fucking figure this out. I mean, goddamn, it ain't just a muddy elephant in the fucking living room anymore. The whole goddamn living room is full of muddy fucking elephants. you old fuckers, you're out of fucking practice, man. You're used to dealing with fucking people who'd have, well, they aren't that fucking bright, I'll tell you what. And I tell you, that's another thing I've learned in these 11 years. There are some people out there that are dumber than a fucking red brick, I kid you not. But there's a plenty of people that are fucking highly intelligent. And you've pushed the intelligent down as you've risen the fucking ignorant up. Because you like ignorant people because they're easy to fucking control. But you've run out of ignorant people. Now you have to go into the jungle to get the rest of us. Now come on and do it. You fucking cowards. If you can't get somebody else to do your fucking for you, there's no fucking gets done, does it? I mean, I always talk about Blooming Thaw because that skinny little fucking weakling piss ant. He's always went up there, him and that fucking Chucky Shoima. And the rest of them up there, and even fucking Biden, you know, trying to, you said that to me, I'd slap you like the bitch that you are with my open hand. I wouldn't even punch you. I would slap you flat of your fucking ass and you'd lay there in a puddle of your own piss. I'd make you cry like a goddamn baby. You know nothing worth it. These are the fuckers that are running your ass. How are they doing it? They're not doing it because they're fucking tough guys that go out and fucking try to bully the fucking their way across. They hire bullies. And I'll tell you what, the money ain't going to be worth it here in the fucking jungle, son of a bitch. We've been dealing with your kind all our fucking life. And you push us far fucking enough and we will fucking exterminate your fucking ass from this earth. Make sure you understand that you've declared war on the fucking meanest motherfuckers to ever breathe air. You think you take our goddamn freedoms and liberties away from us? You think you got what it fucking takes? Bring it on. Biden's Trojan horse from Afghanistan and across the southern border. Biden is bringing unvetted military age men from around the globe into the United States. Well, of course he is. Because, I mean, they tried this thing of, you know, arming the civilians that fucking Barack Obama was fucking talking about. They're all a bunch of cunts. I mean, these are the 12 to 20%. They got no fucking balls, man. I fucking ran into them. They will pack up and run. If I was younger, I'd run them down. Anyway, this is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Biden is welcoming into the United States a Trojan horse. No, it ain't a Trojan horse. A Trojan horse, you know, the Helen of Troy and I think it was the Carthaginian. I can't say it. Anyway, you know, it was a Trojan horse because they didn't know what was inside of it. They thought it was just a big, how would it have been if they hadn't been so fucking dumb? Just went down there and poured fucking oil all over it and lit the son of a bitch on fire. Now that would have been something to behold, wouldn't it? But I mean, who in the hell would bring something from an enemy into their goddamn camp? We're not welcoming these motherfuckers. We know who they are. As soon as we see them, we know what they are. We know why they're here. And they're not going to slip and open the gate because we got people waiting for them at the fucking gate, dumbass. So bring your fucking, calling it a Trojan horse is a misnomer. I'm sorry. Biden is welcoming into the United States a Trojan horse. Yeah, that's a Trojan. You'd have to be a fucking retard for it to be a Trojan horse to you. Rather from Afghanistan or across the southern border, America is being invaded. What? What the fuck are they? Who is this? Gateway Pundit? You've discovered uranium. Unbelievable. I bow. We saw Biden bring into the United States plane loads of military age. Biden is welcoming into the United States a Trojan horse. Rather from Afghanistan or across the southern border, America is being invaded. We're being invaded? Where's I gotta go home and get my gun. Invaded by military-age men from foreign countries. No shit, we fucking been watching it on the stupid box for how fucking long. You think we can't see how old somebody is? You think we can't, you know, you every once in a while you mention that these are actually fucking, the drug cartels are made up of fucking, ex-fucking military, Mexican military, fucking Guatemalan military, Honduran military, that our fucking military fucking trained, not our military, the UN military, we fucking pay for it, fucking trains. No matter who they are, or what their credentials, they still have to come into the jungle 1,000 to 1. They're gonna be, and fucking bring them fucking Chinese over here. I'll tell you what, they don't scare me one fucking bit. Anybody that's that many fucking people that would be subjugated by so fucking few, they, fuck them. We'll fucking destroy their fucking, we'll rip them to fucking pieces. It'll be like being sent to the fucking Stalingrad for them son of a bitches. My Trojan horse, my ball sack. Fuck, get real. Yesterday we saw Biden bring into the United States plane loads of military age men from Afghanistan, none of whom were likely vetted or screened for terrorist affiliations. Of course not. And Bush 1 did the same thing from Iraq, from Desert Dust 1. And fucking his son did the same thing from Desert Dust 2. I mean, act like you found something out here. People have discussed this until it's like beating a dead horse. Yesterday, we reported on a flight of, quote, Wirt Atlantic that departed El Paso and landed in Allentown, Pennsylvania. This flight was full of illegal immigrants. We received a comment from a reader that shared the following. Yesterday, two flights departed from San Diego, one to Alexandria, Louisiana, and the other to Houston, Texas. These planes were filled with 95% military-age males from the former USSR, a lot of Chechens and Dagestans. What could possibly go on? I mean, what could possibly? Fuck, it's already gone wrong, dickweed. We've been watching this shit for how many goddamn years? 10 fucking years of, you think we can't see what a fighting age man looks like? You didn't think we could see the goddamn MS-13 tattoos on the little children that you were gonna put in the fucking schools with, you know, those little kids with beards and fucking goddamn gray hairs that are going into fifth grade and going into the bathrooms and raping little girls? You think we didn't see that? You're just now getting around to noticing this, are you? Trojan horse my ass. Joe Biden is bringing unvetted men of military age from unknown places into the United States while Americans sleep. No, we're not fucking asleep. We're wide fucking awake, locked and loaded, and waiting for the motherfuckers to arrive. This is Biden's Trojan horse. It ain't no fucking Trojan horse. The Trojan horse, it hid the enemy inside. They didn't know what they were bringing into their fucking, into Troy, I guess it was the Troy. She was Helen of Troy. I don't know what the name of the fucking place was, but it was an impregnable fucking fortress. And so they pulled the fucking big fucking horse in that's filled up with the fucking Trojans. And they fucking and when it got dark and everybody went to sleep, they jumped, opened the trap door, jumped out, and opened the gates and let the rest of the army in. I mean, fuck, come on, get real. Shit, you want to watch the rest of the army coming in here? Turn on the stupid box. They'll show you fucking the hordes of them coming. I'm just coming here for a job. Really, I am. And to rape your fucking daughter and to rape your fucking son and to rape your fucking dog and to take your shiny gun away from you and shove it up your ass and kick the stock off. These people down in Brazil are more deadly with a fucking machete than you fucking $1,000 AR-15 owner polishing motherfuckers. I know that. And it ain't no Trojan horse. We know exactly what it is. And we're not wheeling it up the fucking mountain. They're pushing us out of the way. We're paying for them to fucking push it. It ain't even a Trojan horse. They're not walking. They're not hiding. Just because they flew them in, how many do you think's been flown in on airplanes over the past fucking 10 years, 15 years, huh? Trojan horse my ass. Come on, gateway pundit. Isn't that shit to write about? Let's see what we got here. Children are being brainwashed by TikTok videos on cool trans surgery. Is this a Trojan horse too? Are they slipping this past you? It's not that fucking room full of muddy elephants that you're looking at. I mean, this is fucking not nothing hidden here. They're doing this right to your fucking face and laughing about it. The fucking, the laughable part is you go, it's the Trojan horse. We just can't see it. That's like the goddamn, High Brazil on fucking Eric the Viking when it's sinking into the ocean. And the last little tip is there and there's 5 or 10 of them. Nope, it's not, it can never happen. It's not a Trojan horse. Fucking bullshit. Trans surgery. This is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Campaigners have accused TikTok of helping children to be brainwashed by hosting social media videos that promote changing sex is cool. Where did TikTok come from, by the way? Oh, that's right, from China. We built the fucking internet, an awesome goddamn weapon, man. Look what it's done. I mean, we put a hitch in their get-along, and they're going to get their ass kicked. I mean, but look at what they achieved, you know, until the fucking internet, and then look what they've achieved afterwards. They keep they're fucked. They know it. I mean, even if they were Trojan horsing flying people in here, they're having to Trojan horse them. Before they were just walking them on in. It ain't like the whole goddamn country isn't awake to what's going on here. Everybody's just fucking getting, you know, fucking preparing themselves, making their own little fucking, I mean, because you sure as hell did a good job as communists, you the young communists, fucking, you know, selling this fucking shit that fucking communism is a utopia, you know, selling to Marx and Engels and fucking goddamn Lenin. You did a good job doing that, but then it kind of took the sting out of it when you told them they couldn't go to the beach no more. They had to put a mask on. And there's a lot of fucking, the communists are finding out what communism is. I mean, the people who fucking go for this shit, they really don't understand what the fucking communism is. It's like the guy, excuse me. It's like the guy who goes and puts his hands up and his right hand up and puts his, or puts his left hand up, puts his right hand over his heart. And he swears to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And goddamn, it's just throbbing inside that pride at what you're doing. And you don't even know what that fucking document is you're swearing to. That is the level of fucking ignorance. That is what has fucking put us at the breaking point where the fucking Bill of Rights, we either stand and we fucking enforce that son of a bitch, or we end up on our knees as slaves at a ditch and, you know, put that bullet through your fucking head. That's what you're asking for. And I guarantee you, it won't be nobody pull up and fall out of a Trojan horse and walk over and shoot you in the back of the head. The motherfucker's already here. They're parade. Hey, God damn it, they're in our fucking streets. I've seen them on the mainstream broadcast in our fucking streets. Telling us, this is a Bolshevik revolution. We're doing a Bolshevik revolution. We're going to take your country over. And fucking AOC up there saying, oh yeah, we're going to communize all this. And they're getting awful free with that fucking term communism now, aren't they? That the old man, they're communist. In fact, that son of a bitch Obama, he was like, we talking about how we ended communism. Horse shit. And we called you horse shit back then, you dirty little rotten fucking back alley pimp. You're nothing. You're going to meet the real Americans, you son of a bitches. And you're not going to like what you find. You can send your fucking all your Chinese over here you want with their fucking half-painted fucking faces or post to impress me. You put it on my television screen and marching by. That's just one fucking little, one mountain blown down on them, but wipe out 400,000, a million of them. Is that, well, however many we got to kill, we'll kill. We're hard workers. As Americans, we believe in fucking doing a good, thorough fucking job, even if we have to stay up late to do it. At any rate, we're here talking about TikTok, and TikTok came from out of fucking China, and remember they were going to regulate it and everything like this, and here the son of a bitches are trying to teach little kids to have sex change operations. Well, you, China, if you're so fucking bad, how come you're trying to make our fucking men into women and our women into men? You'd rather fight women, so would I. Who in the fuck wouldn't? What man wouldn't? Way easier to whip, aren't they? But you're going to have to fucking fight the men, too, you sons of bitches, and we'll fucking mow you down like fucking grass. Material posted by transgender influencers on the social networking service in which they provide advice on transitioning and accessing hormone therapies have been sent by millions of young viewers. And you know, when this thing's all over, these poor fucking freaks, I guess they can get a job at the circus. Remember the bearded lady? 25 cents, come see the bearded lady. Wonder if she's got a dick, too. Some parents are concerned. Oh, so really? Why are you so concerned? Some parents are concerned the involvement of TikTok, which became the UK's most downloaded app last year, is fueling a social contagion of pressure on impressionable youngsters and the rise in teenagers who are identifying as trans. Well, that's who's running it. Well, and who'd you turn the fucking internet over to there? Fucking, and that's another thing that old goddamn Donnie Trump did, didn't he? He was there, turned the fucking most powerful tool in the fucking planet over to the goddamn hey, I bet you the communists already owned the goddamn media here, didn't they? And out of the blue, here come this goddamn thing called the internet. where we could talk to one another instead of the only thing we hear is, hey, this is a news broadcaster. I never say fuck. I lie my ass off to you. I'll lie to you and get you killed. I'll lie to you, get you to go across the world and kill for the fucking Jews so that you can get other people's resources and give to them and build on the Zion Empire. I'll lie to you, but I will do. I won't say fuck. I won't say anything rude. I will speak it in a clear voice. And that's how it is. And that's the way it is, people. It ain't didn't work, though, did it? That goddamn, I don't know what the hell they were thinking, but the guy, you know, the people invented the goddamn radio wave casting in their garages. They've invented television in their fucking garages, just like the people invented the fucking internet. And then mostly Americans. And we invented the fucking, you know, created this fucking awesome, fucking powerful, powerful fucking goddamn tool. And the thing is, you're gaining control through fucking, duplicity and through pure treason. But sooner or later, we're coming back at you. I still, fuck, it blows me away that Jeff Bezos and fucking Zuckerberg and fucking Bill Gates and all these pricks in the Silicon Valley just walk the goddamn streets. They walk our fucking streets. That's like, God, you know, oh, Ho Chi Minh, go back to Vietnam. Right in the middle of the Vietnam War, Ho Chi Minh walking down the streets of fucking goddamn Washington, D.C., isn't it? Well, I'm sure he would have been welcomed. Because they were all fucking communists then too, weren't they? While 50,000 of our fucking brothers were fucking being killed. The phone went off again, guys. I guess it's working for you. It ain't gonna fucking work for you, phone fuckers. You phone fuckers. Somebody's on the phone. Tell me, can you hear me? Anybody on the phone? Wow. Well, I knew they had a reason why they had to make this upgrade that required changing our phone number, which no upgrade would require change. What the hell is the difference is the number if you're upgrading a fucking goddamn system? What they're trying to take. You see, I mean, this scares the fuck. They're scared shitless, people. That's the one fucking satisfaction you can have from all this. These motherfuckers know what's coming. And they can't find a way to stop it. They threaten, and they say, we'll put you in jail for 10,000 years. Will you really? Well, you gotta get power. I'm ready to die to fucking get rid of your fucking ass, to enforce the law of my fucking people upon your ass, to get rid of your fucking communist shit out of my fucking country so that I might live free and fucking pursue my happiness and own what I fucking create. I will die for that, and I'm telling you what, your threats aren't working, old communists. It ain't fucking working one fucking bit. And you can fuck with the phone lines. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This is how scared they are, but it's too fucking late. The truth is out. The truth is out. Everybody sees the bunny elephants in their room. The whole fucking herd of them. Hell, they're squished into the corner into an elephant's ass. It's hard to fucking miss it. And you're not gonna get her. You will not fucking do it. You will not pass. Anyways, we've made it to the top of this first broadcast of 2022. Amazingly enough, even with the fucking cocksuckers at the goddamn phone service, I don't know. Laura says I can't be heard over the phones. I don't know. Probably not, but we're going to we'll go to work on it. We'll find another one if we have to. You're not going to shut us up. You're already fucked anyway, but you're not going to shut us up. We're going to keep calling you out for the same. The thing that they hate to think, I think the worst, is that we call them out. And say, you see, you're sitting there, you're fucking prick, like Blumenthal, and you're talking tough. And you couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of fucking hammers, and you know it. You're a fucking pussy. You're a fucking cunt. You couldn't do nothing. I mean, you probably have somebody wipe your ass for you. You hire somebody to screw your little lady for you. But you're going to get me? Really? Oh, what you're saying is I'll hire somebody to get you. Oh, will you? Well, we'll see who's worth the money to come on into the fucking jungle and see if that fucking paycheck's worth it. Anyways, we've passed the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, and we'll take a look and see if we can figure out what's wrong with them phones. And how come that one song wouldn't play? That was pretty amazing because that was put up last week. I was going to play it, and it fucking went there, and it was gone. So we put it up again, and I was going to play it today, and today it comes on, and it's modulating everything, and no fucking music coming out. Don't like that song? We're going to play it anyway. And that is The Word from the Trenches.